I'm Jonathan Price. I hope your day is starting off well. So the big headline, of course, Donald Trump has won the presidency and will be returning to the White House. America's voted. That's the result. And no matter who won, roughly half of the country was always going to be really unhappy with the results. Politics, we all know, has become incredibly divisive to the point where people can't even have civil and productive conversations, certainly not online or on social media. I mean, maybe if we get face-to-face and hear each other out, it'll be less likely to be an exchange filled with vitriol. But even though politics is on the tip of everybody's tongue these days, all it takes is for the subject to come up in mixed company, and your fun little cocktail party can turn into, this is why your side is terrible. Well, this is why your side is terrible. And then things get awkward. I'm asking you today to weigh in for agree or disagree. Reach out and let me know. Politics is a subject that should be avoided in most social situations. Reach out on our talk and text number or on our Facebook page. Look, America has voted. We'll have an election coming up here in Canada before too long. Our politics is very divisive right now, too. Here's what I'll say about both sides of the border. We all want the country that we live in to be better. And there are differing opinions on how to make that happen. Big differing opinions. But that concept of a better country, can it be common ground as a starting place? I mean, one of the ways to make it better is to treat each other better. Maybe that sounds too simple, but people basically want to be seen, heard, respected. They want to know that their concerns matter. I mean, are we all going to agree on everything and hold hands and sing Kumbaya? No, but let's not vilify people just because they think differently or they live differently. We don't have to follow the lead of any politician in order to be able to be independently forging a path of being as kind and supportive as we can to others around us. I mean, let's lift each other up and let's grow together. That can be a way forward, no matter the result of any election.